Nolte, Irishman Beto O'Rourke booed at Dixie Chicks concert. By John Nolte on October 10, 2022. The Dixie Chicks endorsed the Irishman, Robert Francis O'Rourke, over the weekend, and the candidate got himself booed. Because they are cowards and wokeitards, the Dixie Chicks no longer call themselves the Dixie Chicks. Dixie is racist or something, so they're just the Chicks now, which sounds sexist. Anyway, during a Saturday concert at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion in Houston, the Irishman O'Rourke sat in the audience during the endorsement. There was applause, but even far-left People magazine had to admit there were some audible boos. Let me tell you something. Do you have a mother? Do you have a sister? Do you have a daughter? Do you have a girlfriend? Vote Beto. Lead singer Natalie Maines, who wore a t-shirt with an image of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, shouted on stage to the audience, who cheered and raised their hands in response. Some started to boo. If you have a female in your life that you care about, vote for Beto, Maines continued. Stand up, show up for her in November. Natalie Maines. I think she's the little mouth, chubby one in the middle. Less than a month away from election night, and the Irishman O'Rourke is hanging out at a Dixie Chicks concert? Why? According to the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, the Irishman O'Rourke has not led in a single poll against incumbent Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Currently, the Irishman O'Rourke is losing by an average approaching double digits, 8.6 points or 51.2 to 42.6%. The Irishman O'Rourke needs to expand his base of support, not sit around at Dixie Chicks concerts with a left-wing choir. What's more, the Dixie Chicks are polarizing. Most Texans and Americans are disgusted by their obnoxious mix of far-left feminism and entertainment. The Chicks are also lacking in any kind of class. A good example is what they did Saturday night after they endorsed the Irishman O'Rourke. Afterward, the country band with Dallas roots performed their song Texas Man from their 2020 album Gaslighter. Later in the show, the band was joined by cartoon images on the screen making fun of Governor Greg Abbott and Senator Ted Cruz, as well as the Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. Really, ladies? What are you, babies? It's one thing to advocate for what you believe in. This is America. But why ridicule and demean the other side? How does that help you expand your dwindling audience or aid the Irishman O'Rourke in expanding his base of support? Why insult members of your audience who disagree? Why attack the values of voters you would like to persuade over to your side? Yeah, well, Greg Abbott had better watch his back. This endorsement, coupled with the all-important and persuasive Harry Styles endorsement, should put the Irishman O'Rourke over the top. Way to go, Beto. You really have your finger on the pulse of Texas. Nothing swings Texas votes like three humorless feminists and a guy in drag. The good news is that after he loses next month, the Irishman O'Rourke will have lost three high-profile elections in a row. So this should forever put a stake in the heart of Beto mania. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.